A spokesman from Providence College says one student is out of the hospital, but he could not say whether the student suffered lasting effects from meningitis. The bacterial infection attacks tissue around the brain and spinal cord. It can have serious consequences, including brain damage. A second PC student remains in the hospital. The college says it has no information on how that student is doing. Most colleges require students to be vaccinated against meningitis, but older versions of the vaccine did not protect them against this strain of the infection. PC has embarked on a campus-wide effort to re-vaccinate students. So far, more than 3,000 have received the first of a 3-dose vaccine. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.